This is Greg Dean from Real Life, and you're listening to the Webcomic Beacon.
Now broadcasting the Webcomic Beacon.
Welcome to episode 45 of the Webcomic Beacon at webcomicbeacon.com. This is Fess of Fessworks.com, and with me are my two very special co-hosts, Tanya of Betapone.com.
Hello, hello.
And of course, Aaron of TBoldComic.com.
That's my URL, don't wear it out.
All right, and we are recording on a different day because, you know, me, like an idiot, forgot that we're doing podcast on Sunday, so I'm sure many of you listeners out there got a little, you know, teed off that things were all whatever, but hopefully Tanya and Aaron had a really great show that they didn't record.
I thought it was excellent.
We entertained our core group, okay?
We did.
That's all that matters. The core group was not disappointed.
Well, that's awesome. But for everyone else, we're recording an additional show. I think we started before the gig cast did tonight, but we'll see if we can beat them to the publishing line as well. I like this fake little competition that I pretend to have with the gig cast. It's like, whatever. I'm such a dork.
We should film it. We should all meet at a convention somewhere and film, like, you know, the battle. It would be beautiful.
Oh.
It would be YouTubeable.
Oh, excuse me. It could be YouTubeable. Let's see here. What do we got this week?
We could make it. 24-hour comics.
We're talking about 24-hour comics or 24-hour web comics this week. But before we go into that, we got an email relating to last week's show. And Todd of togotunes.com says, maybe an 11th commandment would be, thou shalt keep political view to thyself. And that actually should be shalt, but who cares? He says it's a real comic killer. But I don't know. What do you guys think? Do you think bringing up your political views in the comic is a bad move?
Is he talking trash about our podcast, or is he talking trash about comics?
He's talking about comics.
He's saying that
comics where the creator brings up their own view.
If it's someone's blogic, or if it's their gag a day from their real life or whatever, then who cares? You're there to read their personal view on everything anyway. Stop crying.
Right.
Whoever you are.
I do it. I put my political views in there.
But yours is kind of like a blogging, though.
Yeah, it is. You know, and it is. But at the same time, I mean, I still get complaints. But
they need to stop crying.
PvP did it not too long ago, and he got a crap load of hate mail about that too, you know, that I don't want to hear about your political views, this, that, and the other. When it comes down to it, though, what you're looking at in somebody's creation is their perspective of the world way or another. So, you know what? You got to deal with people that they have different opinions than you. Life will go on, and, you know, if you don't like this one, just keep looking. It'll be okay. And, you know, they'll move on to other stuff. But
right.
I don't think anything wrong with it any more than, you know, putting certain types of characters in your comic. It's just it's a matter of your perception of the world.
As far as getting, like, you know, aiming for the general audience that everyone seems to be going for, to doing it too much could kill how wide your audience can get, or, you know, the amount of hate mail you get. Of course, it's all dependent upon how much you see, like you were saying, like how much the comic is revolving around the personal views of someone. So I would not add that as a commandment.
If I was trying to be palatable, I would be trying to get into the Sunday Funnies. You know, we're web comics. And part of the reason that we're web comics is because we're not necessarily palatable. We don't have that vanilla oatmeal consistency. So
what?
Well, and
vanilla oatmeal consistency. You know, where everything's sort of lukewarm and everyone can find something they like about it and nobody really complains about it because it's neither horrible nor spectacular. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be lukewarm. Screw it.
No, and I want to expand on that too, I guess, by saying on the flip side, to play even remotely slightly little devil's advocate, if you sit there and do nothing but slam on McCain, or if you do nothing but slam on Obama, you probably will lose readers. If you
right.
You know, like 10 episodes down the road, okay, we get it, you hate them, okay.
Well, yeah, because then you're lukewarm in another way. Now you're repetitive.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
So there.
Yep. Take that. Stick it to the man.
Stick it. This week, we are talking...
Stick it.
This week, we are talking about 24-hour comics, or more specifically, 24-hour web comics. For those who don't know what a 24-hour comic is, essentially, it was created by Scott McCloud, who... Would it be correct to call him the Bill Watterson of webcomics? Or is that just going a little bit too weird?
You could say that webcomics wouldn't exist without him as we know them today at all.
It's true. And even a lot of independent comics in print as well. Tried to get him on the show. I sent him an email, but... Yeah, right.
He laughed at you. He said, ha, ha, ha.
He'll read it in 6 months when he finally gets to the 8 million emails that he has. Well, and then he'll go, oh, well, maybe next year.
Well, I did email him one time for permission to use his personal avatar as a cameo in my old Jenny Everywhere comic. And he emailed me back and he said, mm-hmm. It's quite all right. And he thought it was kind of funny. He was signing books in the comic. It was dorky. Actually, it was during the crossover, if that comic with Beta yeah. Pwned, actually.
It was indeed.
That's funny.
Yes. Where I hit on Jenny everywhere. In a bookshop, as yeah. I recall. Anyway.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, we're going over what Scott McCloud has set as the rules. It's set up as a 24-hour comic. It is a comic that must begin and be completed within 24 consecutive hours. Only one person may directly mm-hmm. be involved in its creation. It must span 24 pages. Or he says, as of an infinite canvas format, or like a webcomic format, it would be 100 panels, which is about, I think, 4 to 5 panels per page if you're looking at it for 24 pages. The creator is allowed to gather research materials and drawing tools, but cannot plan the comic's plot ahead of time or put anything on paper like designs or sketches or anything until the 24 hours begin. Any breaks, food, sleep, or anything else, that counts as the 24 hours. I am planning a 24-hour Lego webcomic, which I can bring all my pieces together. I can sort, I can separate. But I can't build anything at all. I got some things in my mind. I know what type of comic I want to do, kind of, sort of. And I hope I can do it. It's going to be a challenge. I've never ever done it.
It's unique. That's actually, you know, I'm doing a presentation this upcoming Sunday at Highlands Ranch. Enchanted Grounds with the Squidworks, and the presentation is how to fail the 24-hour comic challenge in 5 easy steps. And one of the steps is actually don't try something new. One of the steps to failure is try something new. It's a great time to experiment. So you're setting yourself up for failure.
Thank you for your vote of confidence. Aaron, are you doing anything for 24-hour comics day?
Yes, sir.
And that is?
Well, if you'd been on the show, you'd know.
Tell it again.
Oh, okay. For our non-core group and fest. So, we're still recording it at 3 p.m. East, right? on Saturday, right?
Yeah. Or
Bess,
are we? Oh yes.
Are we still recording Saturday?
Yeah. If I'm not, then you guys are.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Okay, so that's noon my time. So that's when it starts here, Pacific. Anyway, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna be starting with that, and then after that, I'm just gonna start working on my comic and intermingling with the community as the day and night and day go by. Those are my plans.
Yeah, and it'll be 1 o'clock. It'll be 1 o'clock my time, and we actually start at 2 p.m. this year. So,
oh, okay.
So it works out very well.
Yeah, I'm going to be moral support and working on my comic too.
So are you actually making a 24-hour comic, or just working on your comic?
Working on my comic.
Okay. What about you, Tana? Are you doing? Yeah.
You're gonna. I am. I'm actually doing. I'm doing a 24-hour comic. So my plan this year is to do. Kind of what I do anyway is a slice of life comic. So I'm going to spend the game plan is to spend 10 to 15 minutes of every hour wandering around the room and like collecting quotes and things like that and seeing what people are doing and then documenting that. And so each panel may have a different person or it may be all, you know, one event, but each panel will have like a little clock, a little time. So
are you
going
to try to trick people into burning out?
I don't think I'll have to. I know the squids pretty well.
Someone
will crash and burn. Yeah.
I want any more smarties. Have some more smarties.
Eat it. Eat it, Rala. Yeah, you know, we're all very friendly, and we've all, you know, intermingled for a while. So we get a little weird. I don't think I'll have any problem getting material, and somebody always crashes and burns, so it'll be good.
That's too bad.
Always. But it was last year it was Ellen who literally curled up in a corner, fell asleep. Hi, Ellen.
That's what the magic markers are for. This person's going to turn into a 24-hour webcomic.
Awesome.
Then it becomes.
Well,
anyway, why do I look like a webcomic?
I'm planning to actually Ustream myself making the Lego webcomic. And I'm not sure if I can get the 18th off. Well, I actually worked 17th, the Friday, overnight. And so that kind of kills any chance I have. So I may end up having to do it on Thursday overnight. But when I do it, it will be on Ustream, the Webcomic Beacon Ustream channel at webcomicbeacon.com/video, I believe. And I'll have that set up, and I'll try to see if I can get it to record the video. And I will periodically check out my email and see if anybody's on Ustream that wants to talk about their progress on their 24-hour webcomic. But this is probably not going to happen if I'm on Thursday. But But I'll set something up.
We're gonna try and get a forum up, right?
I got a thread started on
the 18th through the 19th.
I got a thread started on the Rampage Network forum, our actual official forum, which you can click on from webcomicbeacon.com on the left hand side. It says the official forum. You can click that. I got a thread sticky called 24-hour webcomic listing for circa October 18th. If you're planning on working on a 24-hour web comic, meaning it's going to be put on the web and we're going to be able to see it, even if you design it for print, as long as it comes back up online so that we can see it as well, post there what you're doing and where we can find it when it's done, or a link to where we can see your progress or your updates about it. And we'll take a look at all of the things posted in there and we'll mention them all on the show following the 24-hour comics day, so you can get involved with that. As far as fanboys supposedly is doing.
Oh,
do you ever
yeah.
figure out what's going on with them?
I talked to Stan this Sunday, so I should know. He should know, so we'll find out. And the GigCast may also be interested in collaborating on something. We'll see if we can't just get a mishmash of various podcasts and just cram it all together in one space and see what happens.
All right.
I bet that's how we find the Higgs boson. Cramming all the casts together.
Right.
God particles everywhere.
Fun. Well,
anyway, keep going.
We're next week we'll be next week Sunday we'll be taking a break from actually doing the podcast on Sunday, unless somebody else gets a bright idea to do something on Sunday. But otherwise, I was planning to do a live episode, basically, and just see how much I'll crash and burn attempting a live episode on Thursday / Friday, depending on if I get the day off or not. But if anything, I hope to have my music player running and have music playing for people to listen to. You know, whatever, should be something fun. So we'll try that. No recording on Sunday, but live broadcast on Thursday through Friday or Friday through Saturday of next week.
And that's Sunday the 19th, because Saturday the 11th, we're still recording.
It's October 12th. We're not recording.
Why aren't we recording October 12th?
Because I don't
want to. We're recording on the 11th.
Are we recording on the 11th? What the hell? Damn it!
Yeah, we're recording this upcoming Saturday.
What's the topic?
It's the. I don't know.
It's drama.
Is it drama? Oh, it's drama.
It is
drama in webcomics. Yes.
Yep. I'm gonna. Update
you should check
calendar,
that calendar. Right? You didn't update the calendar.
I didn't update it.
No, it's being updated.
Okay. So wait, you put that in there? You snuck that in?
Topic first. I'm going to. I thought he already had something for Saturday, so I didn't bother.
Why weren't we going to record this upcoming Saturday?
We were going to record Saturday.
I mean, Fess, why did you think we weren't recording this Saturday? Don't cry, baby. It's okay.
All right. We'll figure something out.
You were going to skip out on us again?
Fine. Saturday.
You were going to skip out on us again.
We'll record the next show on Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern. And then we'll also have a live broadcast on Friday of next week. Or something like that. It'll be somewhat whatever. We'll figure it out, and you'll get it in the show notes. Anyway, moving on. Got some notes here.
Holy crap! Yeah.
If anyone's interested in 24-Hour Comics Day, 24hourcomicsday.com with the 24 as numbers, you can try to see, deadlines might be over already, but you can still see if any of the local comic shops or any other venue is going to be having a 24-Hour Comics Day event where a bunch of people basically, it's like the SATs, only it's for webcomics or comics. So you can do it that way if you want. It's pretty cool. I've never been to one, but I told it's pretty cool.
It is a lot easier if you do it with a group. It's kind of easier to push through when you see everybody else working, and it
and
keeps
suffering.
You on track a little bit.
Yeah. I know Diana Nock of Jinxville.com, she used to be the reviewer for the Webcomic Beacon for a few episodes anyway. She's going to be doing it at, I think, the college she went to, which is like it's an art university. I forget what it was. But I know she's going to be doing one there, and a bunch of, apparently in Minnesota, there's something called the Cartoonists Conspiracy or something like that. which I guess as being a Minnesota webcomicer, I should have known about. But they're going to be doing something together as well, I hear. Yeah, cartoonistconspiracy.com. I guess it's kind of like the Squidworks for you. You know, just a community.
Yeah, kind of a co-op.
Yep, a little co-op, a little club. They're going to be doing one. And, why I wasn't here Sunday is because I also forgot that there was FallCon in Minnesota, comic and nerd convention basically, and I helped Diana out too. She had a table and everything, and I helped her out on Saturday. And it's like, yeah, I'll do this tomorrow. I was like, then suddenly it's like 2:00, and I get a call from Aaron. Is like, hey, are we recording today? I was like, oh crap. But so that's where I was.
Nice.
It's
good.
I met a few people there. I met the guy who does Wapsie Square, actually, as well as somebody's calling me.
Someone's phone is ringing.
Yeah, my phone is ringing. Ryan Dow, he called in once before. There's a bunch of cool things that were there. There's this one that was really funny, like blanketcomics.com was kind of funny. I don't know. There's a bunch of little things. I might get some show notes or whatever, but yeah, you should, if you live somewhere, you should see if there's anybody else doing what they're doing around you. But let's let's take a damn break, and when we come back, who knows.
Thank you for calling the hotline for thegeekmedia.com. If you are a fan of social media, podcasts, machinima, video games, or music, please press the number 1 and someone will be with you soon. If
you are not prepared,
please dial 0 and an operator will be with you shortly. Thank you again for calling thegeekmedia.com's customer service hotline. And please remember, we're always available 24/7 at www.thegeekmedia.com.
Okay.
So the thing is,
yeah,
it's like when you guys do a show, you are actually hosting the show.
Yes.
You call the shots.
So Aaron is hosting this one. So Aaron is hosting this one, so he is calling the shots.
So
and then I'm going to schedule one with Al Stefan to talk about open source software and help you fess with your file issues. And then Scott, and then I've also got David Wolf from Paranoia High is wanting to do one. And
what are you talking about?
Get those on the calendar. What?
Oh, okay.
Shows that I'll be doing, that I'll be running. Aaron's running this one.
Okay.
But I'll record it and everything.
And Aaron will be the one going, "Welcome to episode 46 and all of that.
Yes.
And I'll be sitting in the background. I'll be the really, really quiet one. And I'll just giggle every once in a while. And then
yes,
Tanya, when you're hosting, I'll be you, and then I'll talk about my breasts and just throw out inappropriate comments.
Just every once in a while, I'll say fire crotch or something.
Oh,
wrong.
Actually,
or the dog's licking his balls again.
Oh, hello, IT.
Yay.
No, actually.
Oh, yeah, we had IT playing with his balls on Sundays.
Oh, yeah, and we're recording, and we're back.
IT's scratching his balls again.
Actually, we're trying to get Mad Scott on for one of these shows sometime, and he's unavailable Wednesday nights, he says, because that's when they record the Gigcast. But I actually talked to him at FallCon, which is where I was on Sunday. So I met him, and then I was like saying, "Hey, we got to get you on." It's like, "Yeah, well, I guess only if I can talk about my breasts," he said. So, because we had, it was pretty funny.
It sounds like Scott.
I don't know. Did I talk about that before the break? Where I was on Sunday.
Yes.
Before the break. Okay. Good. All right. Now that we're back from break again, there are a couple of ways of how you can fail at a 24-hour comic. And Aaron, would you like to tell us?
Yes. Don't be stupid.
Well, yeah, these are the noble failures, ways that you can fail without failing.
I couldn't find any of that stuff, so I was just going to make it up. Okay. So, if you gossip to people and
what?
And they're like trying to work, and you're like, "So, have you heard that thing about the debate?" No. And they're like, "Dude, I'm trying to do my comic." And you're like, "No, I know, but I can't think of anything, so I'm going to harass everybody else." And so, if I harass one person every hour for 24 hours,
These are the noble failures, the Gaiman and Eastman variants.
The third paragraph of the rules section on the Wikipedia entry.
I know, I just wanted to say something else.
That's okay.
Okay.
You free-spirited bastard.
Supposed to finish the comic.
No, he's... Yeah,
okay, go.
See, you guys listen to me when I make shit up, but when I start saying the things you want, you all start talking.
Hurry up, you're wasting time.
Sorry, Aaron. Please continue, Aaron.
Oh, that's funny.
Shut up, like, guys.
What's he going to say next? What's he going to say? I'm going to say, if the cartoon fails to finish the comic in 24 hours, there are two courses of action suggested. Stop the comic at the 24-hour mark or continue working until all 24 pages are done. The former is known as the Gaiman variation after Neil Gaiman's unsuccessful attempt, and the latter is called the Eastman variation after Kevin Eastman's unsuccessful attempt. Scott McCloud calls both of these noble failures, which he will still list on his side as long as he believes that the creator intended to finish the project in a specified amount of time.
All right, I'm going to have to slow that down and post maybe so you talk like this or something. I don't know.
You just told me to hurry up. I swear.
I was giving you crap. Remember? Wait, did you listen? No, you were already there. Like we had extra content for last episode. It was like 23 freaking minutes. And I am calm. And no, it was like
well,
this
you're,
part
like,
that
freaking out so much you can't even finish the sentence
because you keep interrupting me. Oh, now I know how you feel.
Oh my god!
No, but it's funny because it's like I was trying to get you and Tanya to record for the audio promo, and you kept saying it in weird, funny ways, and it just got out of hand. It was hilarious.
He didn't tell me how he wanted me to say it.
Just straightforward and sound exciting. Like, try to sell it.
Sounding. But when I sound excited, I sound sarcastic.
Yeah.
Because he did sound sarcastic the first time. So.
I was excited. Oh, wow. That's what that was. He was sarcastic.
I'm surprised, you guys, that I sounded sarcastic. I just told you it's because I was trying to sound serious.
Okay.
We understand. I understand.
You're like
the fucking odd couple. You two are insane.
You're like it's a webcomic podcast. It's like the.
You know what it reminded me of? Honestly, was a Skeksis. You know, you had Skeksis intonation from the Dark Crystal. It was brilliant.
Take your truth and I will.
See, I love it.
Shine.
That's Yoda now. Okay, what were we talking about?
We're talking about noble failures, which actually would go right into the presentation I'm about to give to the Squidworks, which is how to fail the 24-hour comic challenge in 6 easy steps. It's not 5. There's 6.
Okay.
Okay. So the,
hurry up.
The first way, I'm going.
We're wasting time.
I don't even take your bait. Screw you. I'll do what I want. I'll come whoop your ass. All right. The first way.
Are these the tips?
Ensure that you fail. You're a bastard. Show up at the venue on time and not a second earlier. Why leave extra time to set up your materials when you can get off to a late start just getting crap out of the bags and onto the table? That would be the first way to fail.
Good job.
Thank you ever so much. The second way is to make sure your comment is dependent on an entire office worth of fallible equipment. This is what brought me down, is that I had a scanner and 2 laptops and a bunch of cords and cables to connect everything, and the scanner busted first thing, so I spent 2 hours trying to fix that, and then I didn't have the right cable to connect it to the laptop, and so I had to run around looking for one of those. I literally wasted about 3 hours of my 24, which is too much. The third way is to spend at least 2 hours writing a detailed, can't stray from script, complete with pretty thumbnails and graphic bubbles and all of those lovely things as though you're actually sitting down to write a professional print comic. That is a great way to fail. Flexibility is for people who understand human imperfection and the unpredictable nature of life. Nobody likes those people. Four is to try something new, like FESS. Why stick to skills you already have just because you're tied to a deadline? Throw in a learning curve to keep things interesting.
Come on, that's going to be so awesome.
It's going to be awesome about 40 hours later. You'll do it. I have faith in you.
Yeah, I believe that.
If it's one thing I know about Fess, it's that if he throws enough money at something, he can get it done.
Fuck you.
He's a Republican. Wait.
I'm not a Republican.
No, no.
Uh-oh.
I'm
number
I'm
five. Look, we're to number five. Don't waver off course, even when it becomes painfully obvious that each page is taking you more than an hour to complete. Even when dawn's light creeps in and you're not even half finished, stick with the plan. There's absolutely no logical fallacy in this approach. Number six. Whatever you do, don't practice. And that's the last one. Is that, you know, If you've never done it before, just jump in, do all of these different things, and I'm sure you'll succeed fabulously. You won't have any problems at all.
Okay, I'm wondering how many of those I'm going to break. Two at least.
Yeah,
I can't be
practice down.
I gotta get prepared earlier. I'm not going to open up my big giant Lego bucket from all of childhood's Lego gatherings and just figure out where the hell this little hair piece is.
Yeah,
it's a big freaking bucket.
In all seriousness, have you taken some kind of inventory? Do you even know if you have the pieces that you want or what?
Actually, I went to findmybrick.com and I looked at a bunch of little pieces, mostly some heads and some and a torso and a couple of other accessories, because I know I kind of wanted to use a couple of things, but I wasn't sure, and I still don't have any solid plans except one character I'm going to be using. I only have one character.
Sure, you have that, right?
I have everything I need for her. Except I need to find a pair of legs, which I know I got. But I had to look for a coat with a scarf, and I needed goggles.
Jenny!
Yes!
Spoiled it.
Not really. There has not yet been a Lego Jenny Everywhere comic. There's been an attempt at a live-action one or like a real-person one. There's only like one or two pages for that, but I'm gonna be the first with the Lego. Yay! Maybe
24 hour at that. You're all kinds of groundbreaking.
Hopefully,
I do have some serious tips.
Okay, really?
I do.
Awesome.
Make
what
sure
are they?
That I'm telling you. Make sure that you do take some breaks, because you can injure yourself drawing nonstop for 24 hours. It's also a good idea to, you know, maybe bring some Tylenol or ibuprofen, things like that, that, you know, you can kind of get rid of tiny pains with. I bring heat pads for my back, because it's very nice at around 3 a.m. when everything starts cramping up to be able to put some heat on it. Don't use things like Bengate and things like that if you're going to be in U.S. Nobody will like you. They will hate you.
What about Icy Hot? Icy Hot smells like candy.
You'll still be stanky.
It smells like candy
stanky.
Cigarettes.
And
like
I don't
peppermint.
Want you to sit next to me anymore.
Okay.
Well, but, whoa. The next thing is that if
can
you
that
are
go
going
in the show notes?
The next thing is that if you are going to a venue, please have somebody pick you up, because if you've been awake for 24 hours, you're officially dangerous to be on the roads. So, you know, have somebody come get you.
I know this from
treat it like
experience.
An eye doctor appointment. Yes.
Oh, actually, I still drove home from an eye doctor appointment as well. After I had my eyes dilated.
You're not supposed to do that.
Oh man, it was so weird. Everything was so bright. Well, they gave me, like, fake sunglasses
right.
to put over my glasses so I could actually see. It was fine.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of the venues will make you sign a waiver saying that someone will drive you home. And they do that for their protection as well as yours. The other thing is, be conscientious about the kind of food that you bring. If you're going to eat nothing but Twinkies for 24 hours, you are going to crash hard at some point from the sugar high. So, you know, moderate your caffeine consumption, because if you get the shakes, you're going to have problems and you're going to have to come down from any sugar that you're putting in there. So carbohydrates are good, because it's a nice slow burn, and
water.
You know, just water. Yeah.
Water.
If you match your caffeine intake with water, you're less likely to get the shakes, but you're going to pee all the time.
Yes.
So, you know, include that in your time, in your breaks.
I work overnight, so I know, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And make sure you but have actually, a good ergonomic system set up, too. Don't be crouched over funny positions trying to do this. You're going to hurt yourself.
So what about name tagging all your stuff?
No. Actually, that's a great area to venue. Make sure that everything has your name on it, just like camp. Because you're going to be tired the next day. You might leave without crap that's yours.
It sounds like a camp. I was thinking, should I bring a tent?
You know what? It'd be kind of cozy, but I bet you go to sleep.
Oh, yes.
I wouldn't bring anything that even reminds me of sleeping.
Mm.
It's a bad idea.
A pillow.
I wouldn't want to bring a tent.
Isn't this the mandatory pitch a tent joke time now? Come on.
I'm trying to make it. There you go with your
That's my job. Is to bring up the sexual components of any sex.
Can't go an episode without it, I guess.
And I would actually right now like to blame in part for my failure last year Christopher Salas, who sat next to me and was just sexy all night. Bastard.
Stop that. Ugly yourself up a little bit.
Stop being hot. God damn it. Yeah.
Or just have them sit across from you instead of where you, so you don't hurt your neck.
Yeah, that is true.
So you're talking about ergonomics. Is there something you're going to special care you're taking because of your hand or whatever?
Because I'm decrepit, because I have fibromyalgia, which means that fibromyalgia is, it's like rheumatoid arthritis in the muscles. I'm going to be screwed up anyway. Like, I plan the day after the 24-hour comic challenge to not be able to get out of bed. It's kind of a bad idea. So any people with disabilities kind of already know that they're hosed, and they know which ways in which they're hosed. You usually accommodate those. But, yeah, everybody else, you just have to really worry about your, carpal tunnel syndrome and tendonitis. Tendonitis is a big one. You get, like, tennis elbow from drawing.
Mm.
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I think that's maternal enough. That was a very maternal little speech I just did.
I think so.
I liked it.
Was it good? We can move on now.
Bravo.
Our mother demographic just went up by 30%, I think.
Excellent. Or those guys that like to dress as babies and be mommied.
Oh, gosh.
We just drew them in.
Cool. I think this is a great time for a break. When we come back, less adult babies.
The Webcomic Beacon is hosted on RampageNetwork.com. Be sure to check out our weekly live broadcast on TalkShoe.com. Listen in, chat, or call in at webcomicbeacon.com/live.
This is Byron at StripFight.org, bringing you the weekly ringside update. The winner of round 177, the strongest man in the world, went to John of Anarchist.com. John lifted his game and got what he wished for, the win. This week, our contestants tell the tale of round 178, Wales, the Untold Story. Lonnie's plans are to dominate. Zach attacks from both sides. Aaron's saga continues. And Kevin takes the lead. We have four contenders in this round. Go and vote for your favorite strip. The next round, 179, Light on Water, still has a few days left before the deadline of October 13th. Get those entries in. StripFight.org. May the best comic win.
I'm gonna start crying. I would have never had a visual if CSI hadn't made that damn episode.
Well, you know what? I would have had the visual anyway. It was already. I wrote those stories. It's all good. It's perfectly fine.
Looney Tunes has visuals like that. What are you talking about? Elmer Fudd constantly.
You know, literally. Yeah. What?
Yeah. Haven't you ever seen Bugs Bunny put Elmer Fudd in like a baby costume?
A baby bonnet? Yep.
Oh, with Rattler.
Feed him the bottle.
Yeah, I remember.
Well, at least it wasn't a wet nose. I mean, that's a different comic.
Okay. Let's see here. We got a beacon searchlight this week, which we're supposed to 2 weeks ago. It is nuclear test life. This is at nuclear test life home, and it's a stick figure comic.
Say it again.
Nuclear.
I didn't hear anything.
Nuclear?
Yeah, because you faded out. It's nucleartestlife.com. No, there was like a glitch in the recording. It's nucleartestlife.com.
Fine, you and your glitches. It's essentially a stick comic, but...
You're the one that cut out.
Screw
it. It is.
What? I'm just making sure the poor guy's URL gets said properly.
The poor guy.
Before we,
I thought you didn't like stick figure comics.
It's comic.
That's why he's okay.
He's starting.
Have you looked at his comic yet?
Ouch.
Sorry.
Who would like to go first?
Not it.
Well, it's.
I okay. can go first. If,
okay, fine. You go first.
I think that if you're going...
Oh, wow, fine.
It's basically...
I'm sorry.
It's been... Whoa, what the hell?
I just found a funny
story.
It's
very basically presented. There are some backgrounds. So it's not completely... It's not completely... it's not as devoid of backgrounds as, like, XKCD. But it is fairly devoid of intelligent writing, like XKCD. It's sort of like...
There's writing?
There
is. I just thought those boxes with words. I wasn't even reading them.
No, like, there's writing. It's fairly hit or miss. Some of them seem kind of philosophical, and I think they're also be kind of surprising, either in a positive or a negative way. But I'm missing more than I'm hitting. I'm not sure if
I'm missing.
Maybe is it generational? Do they have a young?
You know what? If
am
I'm
I too old for this?
If I may, I'd say it's a cross between. Okay. No, this is going to sound really bad. This is a cross between Perry Bible Fellowship and XKCD. Only the baby was born without a brain.
It's not. Yeah, like XKCD. Yeah, I say it to this horrible insult.
It's bad.
XKCD's glory is in the fact that it's very intelligent. Like, some of them are mathematical and physics-based. And this is not. It's kind of like slapstick. It's not.
Well, I'm looking at one where these two sticks.
I don't understand a lot of it.
I'm looking at this one where these two stick figures are talking about going to a party. Hey, we're going to go to a party. There's a stick figure in a wheelchair. Hey, guys, can I come? I guess. And then the last panel is, it's a stairs party. And, okay, that one kind of gave me a chuckle, but like most of these are misses. Like, am I missing something? Or are you trying too hard to be ooh, dramatic? Or ooh, surprise? Buttersafe comics, which are it's kind of like minimalist, but it has that kind of like unexpected or... Well, it's kind of unexpected to the point where you can almost expect it now, but I don't know. It has some...
It's like toothpaste for dinner without the continual violence.
I don't know. It has... It looks like there's some promise lined in. I mean, it's not just... I mean, aside from the stick figures, there's sometimes other detailed art around it, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just not getting it, you know. Maybe it's a younger person or an older person or someone not around my age where I just don't get it. But then again, you know, I don't know. Sometimes that's what people just want to do.
A lot of the humor reminds me of Saturday morning. A lot of the humor reminds me kind of like Saturday morning breakfast cereal, but without that honed edge. Like, maybe he's just an inexperienced writer. And so there's extra words. I'm not sure. I think it's just, it's almost hitting the mark, but it's, there's, maybe there's not any experience to it. There's nothing I can really relate to. So there's no, I don't know. I'm missing most of it. It's just, I get that. I get why it's supposed to be funny, but it's not funny to me.
There's something bad with pregnant jokes in this thing. I don't think the guy likes babies at all, or pregnant women, or something like that. I've come at least across, I think three or women. Four. Really? Well, if that's the case, that's automatic negative points for me.
I don't think it's women at all. Or if he does like women, he's maybe angry at them.
Yeah. Though the last,
not necessarily in a horrible life, but it's very sort of bitter, I guess.
Yeah. The last one that was up, the one that has the guy comes in with a big giant diamond. I got this for you. And the girl goes, Jesus, how trashy do you think I am? What? You spent money on a big f-ing lump of carbon? What about something that shows you understand my hopes and dreams for change instead of something someone pulled out of the dirt? Now, that one's kind of funny, but I can see the subtext of nothing's ever good enough, which he might be aiming for, but yeah, still, if you don't look deeper than that, it's kind of funny. But this is one of three I think I actually laughed at. But you know, it might just may not get it. Aaron, do you have other negative things to say?
Do you guys really want to hear what I think, or you want to just end the show?
No, I want to hear what you think.
I have seen so many damn comics like this. I'm so blankety blanking blanking sick of these effing blanking comics because I see so many of them. These stupid little kids think they're so damn clever because of all the multiple clever innuendos of people dying that other people would otherwise care for. It just makes me sick, and if it was up to me, I would show all of these kids' parents their comics and have all these stupid little kids thrown in hospitals where they belong, because no normal person makes a comic like this. There's one... No, I'm serious. Webcomic list, you go back, the old stuff in webcomic list, the ones that haven't been deleted, you know, from the mods way back when, and you look, and you'll see dozens of them. It's all the same thing. I'm looking at this one. I don't know what the title is, but hey, son, why don't you run down in that abandoned mine and go find your old man a diamond? K, and it says keep out, obviously. Very dangerous mine.
He's trying to kill the child.
He's trying to, well, not only, it's his child. He's trying to kill his child. And there's the very next one. Bag of groceries, $65. Preparing the perfect dinner to avoid back of your spouse's hand, $35. Leaving your 2-year-old locked in the family sedan for 45 minutes in 102-degree heat, jail. You know what? That's not funny. It's actually really stupid and uneducated, because it doesn't even have to be that hot to kill your kid. And that means that the guy's obviously sitting there thinking of kids boiling in cars. You know, and you just go on, and every other episode has something like that. And there's another one where a guy's head blows off on the third panel, and it doesn't really say why.
There's a market for this.
I read
stuff,
the panel
though.
Over and over. Yes, there is a market. Other insane little bastards that should be in a hospital.
Oh, geez.
No.
I don't think they're insane. I think that it stems in immaturity. It's the same to me that. It's the same kind of thing as like poop humor. Like, there's always going to be a market for it, but it's not a refined. It's just not a refined humor.
I mean, and then there's very, very few people that can do it well and do it right, and it's not as sadistic, and it's more sarcastic. There's a line between sadistic and sarcastic, and I think some people can do it way better than others.
Yeah.
And I think that's it. But we should move on.
Well, yeah, and the word you're looking for is sardonic. Sardonic is that dark humor. And this misses it. It's just sort of pointlessly violent instead of being sardonic.
Yeah, so just to wrap up my opinion on this, I don't really care if this guy emails us and says whatever, or says my comic looks like it was drawn by a 3-year-old. Look, whoever you are, I've seriously seen 100 of these comics. I seriously have. And so yours is nothing new or even remotely anything. I'm tired of them. So anyone else, if your comics is like this, guys, please don't send them.
Yeah, you can try, but we might skip over. But if you'd like to have us take a look at your webcomic for a searchlight, you can send your... at your own risk, you can send your URL to webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. And now for the milestones. These are kind of a collection of things that I've gotten over the past weeks, because I kind of, just totally effed up everything with the milestones. A couple of completed webcomics. I think they're short stories, actually, that have completed, so they're designed to be short or to complete. My Lady at drunkduck.com/my_lady has been completed. Song Stress at drunkduck.com/songstress, one word. Last Resort, this hosted on Zephyr.net, actually, has hit 100 strips. Lastresort.com spelt with a 0 instead of an O, and no. But still, that's what it is, so there it is. Zordic returns, actually. After ending, he decides to come back and do a retelling, essentially. Take a different direction, different approach to the characters that we've all grown to love over the past 8-9 years or whatever it was, and do something else.
Yeah.
A little bit more serious, I think is what he's going for, a little bit more dramatic instead of slapstick funny or something like that.
Yeah. Well, not so much a parody. Yeah, right. it was a lot of times parodies of other things.
Right. And maybe you just need a little rebirth there.
Yes.
Get the motor running again. And if you need to get the motor running again in your webcomic because you've somehow, stalled, you can send us an email to try to get a 20-minute brainstorm session out of us to help you get your comic going again. That's right, webcomic rescue.
Yes.
Because Fess doesn't like me saying my spiel anymore.
No, we're actually getting really low on time, so I'm trying to go really fast. And one more milestone, 200 strips.
There are two. Okay,
I have another.
One more milestone for me. Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark has hit 200 strips. Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark.co.uk, 200 strips. Are you guys got some?
Yep, I do.
Go ahead,
I've
got
the
one too, so.
Okay, Dr. Sheep and the Aardvark does awesome guest art, by the way, so if you're really nice to him, he's really awesome. Okay, so some very, very sad news.
Uh-oh.
Elfin Troll is ending his comic.
Aww.
And he was like a huge, 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 huge influence of mine besides Goblins.
Aww.
And Elfin Troll. AP Furtado is awesome. And actually talks to his peoples. Unlike some people who don't talk to their peoples, AP Furtado talks to his peoples.
Okay.
It's only got a couple episodes.
Yeah.
To your peoples.
It is.
I have two, actually. Doc Boys just turned 6 years old. And that can be found at docboys.net. And Super Fogies just hit its 2-year mark, and that's at superfogies.com.
Yay.
Oh, yeah, 2 years. I remember that. I must have missed that email again.
Yeah.
And,
this inbox.
Yeah. They just redid the site, too. It looks really well. It
yep.
looks good.
We got a bunch of news, actually.
Yep.
Oh, so, well, we are running out of them. Super Fogies, awesome. We had them on the show. Had them on the show a long time ago. Maybe we could get them on again for hanging out because the Gig Cast had them on a second time, so we should have them on a second time. Okay, enough of that. On the Rampage Network, there is a new contest. Apparently, I'm just going to read the post as it is. Oh, whoops. Okay. Okay. The bi-monthly caption contests are back. The bi-monthly caption contests are back. This month's caption image was created by my old friend Zach Weiner of smbc-comics.com. The prize this month will be two books, Evil Inc. AR number 1 and Lightning Lady, generously donated by Brad Geiger? By Brad of evil-comic.com. You can enter the contest here, and remember, funniest caption wins. In other news... No, that's it.
Geiger.
Is that how you say it? Geiger?
Yeah.
Geiger? So that's it. Head over to... Head over to rampagenetwork.com. Check out the news posts and link, I believe, to post in the forums for. And you get a couple of Evil Inc. books, so that's pretty sweet. Sweet deal. And also on the Rampage Network, as we mentioned before, we have a 24-hour comic day thread in there to go ahead and post. If you're working on a 24-hour comic that will be shown on the web, put a link in there and essentially what it is, even if you don't have a name just yet, and where we can see updates by it. If you're going to be updating periodically, let us know your stages of development, and we'll go over those and look at those and mention them on the show following webcomics or 24-hour webcomics day or 24-hour comics day. Damn it, running out of time. Just to mention. Okay, fine. Just to mention a couple more Jenny Everywhere things. I meant to mention this last time. We mentioned the Wagon webcomic trading card battle game. I screwed that up. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. The trading card game based on webcomics and the three Jenny Everywhere cards that have been created for it. There is one that will not be a part of any deck. And right now, if you go over to JennyEverywhere.net or actually TheShifterArchive.com, send an email to TheShifterArchive@gmail.com, basically just saying your first name and your mailing city. And you'll enter into a drawing. Five people are going to win one of these rare cards. I believe there's only going to be about 50 created entirely. And I'm going to be giving away five of them when the alpha and beta decks are going to be shipped out. And so you got maybe a week or two to email me and get in the drawing. It's going to be a random drawing. And I'll probably just have my brother come in and click a few of them. But just there's instructions. There's instructions on theshifterarchive.com for what you need to do to get in the drawing. It has to be emailed. You can't just PM me and ask me to put you in the drawing. Because then I can't randomly pick. Yeah. Because somebody's doing that to me right now. Also, there is a comic jam. There is a Jenny Everywhere comic jam that is being done at globalcomicjam.com. It's being headed by Scott D.M. Simmons, who has done some work with Jenny Everywhere in the past, including a failed attempt at a live-action comic, or what, a photo comic of Jenny Everywhere. And you can check this out and even sign up to do a page at missadventure.jennyeverywhere.net. Check it out. A few of us have already signed up. Benj Christensen, who's also done some Jenny Everywhere stuff, including the Jenny Everywhere Chronicles, has signed up. I have also signed up, of course. And I encourage people who love this character to check it out and sign up for a page and get this jam rolling. Let's see. I think that's most of the news that I got.
I have news.
You have news?
I have news.
Yes. You have news?
Yep.
Okay. Then that is?
Did you guys know that the Alpha Deck and Beta Deck pre-sales have closed for pre-sale? And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because the last time I brought this up, and we weren't recording, but it wouldn't matter because it wouldn't have been too late anyway, that the pre-sales were still open. But now they're closed, but I'm sure he's going to open it back up to sell a couple once he gets all his printing done.
Right.
So don't forget to go there and order, because he only gets a certain amount printed every round because he's not super rich yet.
Right. And and Aaron, do you know what webcomics are going to be, what webcomic characters are going to be on the cards?
Oh, gee whiz, I don't know. None of Tanya's.
Yeah.
Well, all my powers involve boobs.
Well,
I have to wait
cares?
For the adult deck.
You still could have pulled it off. I believe in you.
Yeah, Tanya. Aaron and I will have our comic characters in the Alpha and Beta decks.
Yeah, but by the time
Totally wait for the super popular adult deck.
I don't have anything adult in my comics. I can't compete.
You know, actually, you know, you should talk to him. See if you if he'd be keen on doing that. Like, go ahead and make an X deck that and you could sell it on your site or something. I don't know.
He already said he was going to do that.
Oh, he was going to do that? Because that'd be a moneymaker. Then he could get some...
I will do. Oh, my God. I have powers. I have so many powers in mind. I can hardly wait. It'll be like... It'll be kinktastic.
Jeez.
So if you have somebody... don't you already print cards? Can't you just print your own porn cards?
I could print my own porn cards. It's probably where the cash is. I should get upstairs and do that.
I need to talk to you after the show. Anyway, a couple more things of news. I'm going to mention Frumpf at frumpf.net. It's a webcomic list and review site that has been picking up steam lately. I have not really looked into it, but I decided to mention it. And if you're really into webcomic list site and webcomic review sites, check it out at frumpf.net.
There's also webcomicsinc.com, which is a new site that's gaining momentum.
There's so many. I just get tired of talking about them and going
what
for
are
them.
They?
They're list sites, basically. Yeah. They're all do the same.
Sites. Oh, and I just got a Twitter. Super Fogies actually has a contest up now. So if you go to the Super Fogies site, there's a little trivia contest you can get in
Ooh.
On.
Ooh. All right, and just to mention one more thing, two more things. The Halloween Cameo Caper of 2008, which I and several other webcomics are a part of, including Magical Misfits, Miosis, The Blade of Toshibi, if I got that right, the Kamix, and I think I might have missed a couple others, but you can check that out at halloween2008.dragoneers.com. It's pretty fun, and you can go back to the beginning and follow along through probably the end of November for when we're all done. And speaking of Halloween, for our Halloween episode, we want to cover webcomics that have, more or less, died. It's never properly ended. Basically dead, despite even a sparse update here and there. It's just not good enough. You know, the comic hadn't updated since 2006, 2007, or maybe they updated once every quarter. Let us know what these are. It's hard to find these sites because you don't look for them. You don't look at, they don't have ads or anything. You just kind of forget about them. Yeah.
Well, a lot of times if they crash and burn really, really hard and there's like a negative falling out, they'll take the whole damn site down.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Like Superheroes is completely wiped off the map.
Mm-hmm. So. Which is sadness, because I would have gone back and read the archives.
Oh my gosh, that comic was so damn funny, too.
I know.
Well, we gotta get more
of
these.
Gilbert and Grim Rabbit back.
It's all good.
So email the site, email us at webcomicbeacon@gmail.com. Put in the subject title, Dead Comic, or something like that, so that we know what you're talking about when you send it. Also send in audio clips or call-ins, so leave a voicemail. We really want to talk about this, and it should be a fun show, and we'll be recording at the Sunday before Halloween, and we'll have the MP3 ready for Halloween. And so that's all for the Beacon this week, unless you guys got something else.
Oh, for goodness sakes, let's just quit.
Let's just quit. Let's take it all off.
I think we've done enough damage for one night. Yeah.
You need con be gone spray. What did we call it? Con? It wasn't con be gone.
No, what was it?
Con breeze.
Con off?
Con-off.
What, was he making fun of me forgetting about the show and going to the con?
No, it was about con smell. About stank. It was about stank.
The one in Minnesota good. Was actually pretty good. It was actually the biggest one yet, I think. It was... Anyway, we don't need to talk about that. I'm going to try to get...
No.
Yeah, don't need to talk about anything. Anyway, that's it for the show. Webcomicbeacon.com.
but you should already know that. This has been Fess of FessandErnst.com.
This is Tanya of Betaphone.com.
Aaron, TeebleComic.com.
And,
this is not drawn by a 3-year-old.
Have a great weekend, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
That's all for The Beacon. Be sure to tune in next week.
You know, we've all had our... Well, actually, the other day we were out eating and there was some lady breastfeeding her kid right in the middle of the damn Outback Steakhouse. Like, oh, thank you. I'm eating.
The general rule of that is if it's in public, it's free for everyone to look.
Yeah.
And then
yeah,
and then how you make them stop is you just stare.
Well, you know,
you just stare.
I
take
don't
pictures.
Like violence. I don't like violence. And she was with her Mr. Man.
Yeah,
so you might have kicked your ass.
I don't like the violence. Well, no, I don't want to put somebody down in front of a hole.
Yeah. I used to do it in movie theaters, but it was dark and nobody knew, and I put a blanket over.
Well, you know what? Oh, she was using a blanket, but you know, I think in a movie theater it would be okay because everyone wants her kid to shut up.
Yes. That was the whole thing, is that I just sit there and I'd make sure the baby was starving. And then we get to him, and I latch him on, and I get to watch a whole movie.
Wait, you make sure the baby is starving?
Well, I mean, not literally starving, but like the baby was really hungry so that they'd eat all the way through the movie.
You know, this is going to be on that kid's watch. It's going to be on that kid's comic now. You know that, right?
Yeah, probably. And he's probably going to shoot me in the head.